Wind and heavy rain could make this weekend a tough one for Puget Sound residents. Sustained winds of 65 miles an hour should arrive in the Seattle area by Saturday night. This is National Weather Service meteorologist Dustin Guy.
They're going to pick up in a big way Saturday evening, so people really need to be prepared because trees in the area still have a lot of leaves, so with winds this strong, tree damage becomes probably a probability, I should say.
The storm could be rough on the Sound's underwater residents as well. Big storms mean big water pollution. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Rain is falling on the Seattle Ship Canal. Scattered along the canal and all along shorelines in Seattle and Puget Sound are outfall pipes. They dump raw sewage whenever heavy rains, like those forecast this weekend, overwhelm the sewer system.
It's going to be a mix of raw sewage, what we flush down our toilets and sinks and showers, industrial waste, as well as the storm water that's going into the system.
Chris Wilkie is standing over one of those sewer overflow pipes at the edge of the canal.
So this is the route the salmon have to swim by to get upstream.
Wilkie is head of the Puget Sound Keeper Alliance. This one pipe beneath his feet dumped 12 million gallons of untreated, unhealthy water into the ship canal last year. Government agencies and their watchdogs both warn that you shouldn't swim or fish near these pipes anytime it's rained recently. The city and county have made major investments in sewage treatment, and the amount of untreated filth overflowing into local waters has dropped dramatically. Seattle now has 4 emergency sewage treatment plants. They only kick in the wettest weather. But Wilkie says the rainy day overflows,
they still are very much a problem.
Under legal agreements with the federal government, Seattle and King County expect to mostly fix the problem of sewer overflows by the year 2030. The goal is to have these pipes only discharge untreated sewage once a year, after the biggest storms. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.